Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta love that theme music. It's relationship enthusiast Tiffany Williams Jallo joining you for the Tiff Talk Thursday edition of Relationships 360 Degrees right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Tonight, I'm giving you a chance to win a couple of fabulous prizes designed to help you repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. But first, let me tell you what's in store for tonight's one-hour open forum. That's right. It's an open forum, so I want you to call in or type your comments and questions in the chat room, which is open right now, so we can have a conversation about tonight's topics or any other relationship topic you'd like to discuss. The show is totally for you. I'm leaving the experts at home tonight, just me. And you are listeners of this program, and I want to thank you for your support every Thursday night starting at 8:30 p.m. on Relationships 360. First, I'd like to do a quick wrap-up of the previous couple of weeks' shows, including Dating Rules, What and What Not to Do, as well as last week's show, Why He Won't Commit. It's one of my favorites here on Relationships 360. Then I'll move on to some relationship stories that are making headlines this week, including same-sex marriage in the Big Apple. That's been an ongoing story for the past couple of months. We're going to talk about the latest on the Maria Shriver, Arnold Schwarzenegger divorce, and a new concept called divorce insurance. And I heard about this while channel surfing last weekend, and I wanted to share what I learned from you, see what you guys think about it. I think it's a very, very interesting concept. So I'm going to give you some background on what it is, and I want to see what you guys think about divorce insurance. But before I dive in, again, I want to give you an opportunity to win a couple of prizes here on Relationships 360. It's just, you know, my way as the host of this show of saying thanks, and also my partner's way of saying thanks for supporting this program. It's also a great way to get some free relationship tools, relationship building tools and resources into your hands so that you guys can actually use them to work on improving your relationships and get them to a quality level. And the first prize is an 11 CD series called A Woman's Worth. It was created by Pastor Ray Williams, who spent 3 hours on this show, two different episodes talking about sex and religion. And you can go back and listen to his two shows by clicking the play button on the on-demand episodes, which are located at www.blogtalkradio.com/relationships360. And you can win the 11 CD series by entering your name and your email at www.relationships360.com by midnight on Monday, August 1st. And our marketing staff will notify the winner via email with details on how to redeem the prize on Tuesday, August 2nd, or shortly thereafter. We get pretty backed up with all the responsibilities of this show. So it'll be sometime next week or after Monday at midnight when they will contact the winner with the details on how to win that 11 CD series from Pastor Ray Williams called A Woman's Worth. There's lots of great stuff in there for women and to help them in their relationships. And so very, very excited to give that away. The other thing I want to give away is going to be a one-hour session with a dating coach. Her name is Sarah Ross. She was on our show last week called Dating Rules, and she did a fantastic job and she's giving away a one-hour date coaching session. She says that you can hook up with her on Skype, or you can do it through any other type of chat program, or maybe through email, however you want to do it, or over the phone. But to win, you're going to have to enter your name and your email address at relationships360.com, again, by Monday at midnight. And so we're going to pick a couple of winners of a couple of fabulous prizes on next week. So we look forward to seeing who the winners are, contacting them to congratulate them on receiving these fabulous relationship building tools. Okay, so remember, this is an open forum tonight. I've left the experts at home, so feel free to call in anytime over the next, I'd say, 55 minutes or so on any of the topics that I talk about this evening. Let's start with a brief summary of my show, Dating Rules. I mentioned Sarah Ross was the expert on that show. She's actually the understudy, or was the understudy, to world-renowned dating coach Rachel Greenwald. And, again, she was our expert guest. And I think my main takeaways related to what Sarah had to say about blind dating were, well, I shared a blind dating horror story on that show a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking about a man that was referred to me by his father. I was at a networking event, and his father was attractive, so I have to say I made a mistake in assuming that his son was attractive, and because his father was attractive, and I think I saw a picture of his wife as well. He pulled out a picture of his wife, so he was really, really trying to sell me on, you know, going on a blind date with his son. And so I agreed, you know, to go out with this son without seeing him in person. Now, I have to admit, I did see a photo before meeting him at a sports bar. He sent me an email photo. He emailed a photo to me. And, you know, when I saw it, I figured, you know, maybe he wasn't that photogenic. I know a lot of people, you know, aren't, you know, photogenic. That's why, you know, they pay models millions of dollars to take good pictures. So, you know, I just figured that, you know, he didn't take good pictures and that he looked better, you know, once I saw him in person. Well, I have to say that I was wrong. As soon as I saw him, got to the sports bar and saw him, I wanted to run out of that sports bar and back to my car. However, I'm not one that evaluates a person strictly on their looks, so I decided to stick around to see if his personality would make up for his lack of, I'd say, aesthetic appeal. I just suffice to say that, you know, just trying to talk to him was like talking to a wall, basically. He had the personality of a slug, and, you know, we weren't there at the sports bar very long, about an hour into the date. A longtime friend of his showed up. I think it was a high school buddy or something like that, out of the blue. I'm sure that was planned because, again, the date was pretty much tanking. It wasn't going well. But I actually liked his friend's personality, and we actually ended up going out on a few dates. But getting back to Sarah's advice about blind dates, her advice is to keep them short, no more than a few hours, because you never know what you're getting into, hence the term blind date. And this way, you know, you don't have to spend any more time suffering than you have to. You know, I'm so glad that, you know, our date didn't go on and on. Again, it was probably about a couple hours, which is Sarah Ross's, her recommendation for blind dates. She also says you don't want to put too much effort into preparing for a blind date. Not saying, you know, that you don't want to shower, iron your clothes. I'm just saying don't invest in a new outfit or get a full salon makeover before a blind date, because if it goes bad like mine did, then you're going to be kicking yourself later after it's over. So those